We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, green-going viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 17 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision channel 47 and Orange Cable Companies channel 65. In Putuf on channel 21 through the cable provider Bunarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Wecan cable network. In Formosa or Taiwan, channel 35 on multimedia on demand on Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on Netwave cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Qinghe cable TV. Yongjia Le cable TV on Global View cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mongrove cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Qinmen County, channel 105 on Mincheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, Greece donates towards health and education facilities in Gaza. In sustainable energy news, the United Kingdom supports the purchase of electric cars. In cultural news, a France-based group lists Northern European nations as the happiest in the world. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, May 27th, is the birthday of André Lorin Benjamin, better known as André 3000, a popular United States musical artist and actor. He was born in 1975 in Atlanta, Georgia, and is well recognized as part of the Grammy Award-winning hip-hop rap duo Outkast. His many other talents include painting and being a co-creator of the animated series Class of 3000, which was adapted into a family musical. A committed vegetarian, Mr. Benjamin was honored by the Virginia, USA-based People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, PETA, in 2004 for his compassionate diet. Many thanks for sharing your outstanding gift with the world, Andre. May you have a splendid birthday with loved ones.
Fly-in news. India and Bangladesh struck by cyclone. At least 73 people have perished and 500,000 people fled their homes as Cyclone Ayla swept through the eastern Indian state of West Bengal and neighbouring Bangladesh's coastal areas. Wind gusts of up to 60 miles per hour churned up tidal surges and heavy rains caused rivers to burst their banks, causing widespread flooding. Trees were uprooted, thousands of houses collapsed, roads and embankments were damaged and crops lost.
Supreme Master Chinghai immediately pledged $15,000 each to Bangladesh and India, asking our association's relief team if they can go to comfort and help the most desperate there, while sending her love and prayers. The total $30,000 donation could purchase an equivalent of $722,000 in relief supplies if bought in the United States based on the general cost of living in India and Bangladesh. We are thankful to Supreme Master Chinghai for her unconditional and rapid aid to the afflicted in both these countries.
Our sympathies for those who have suffered loss due to this calamity as we pray for the safety of the storm victims and their smooth restoration to normal life. Let us strive to lessen extreme events such as these through our kinder actions toward all beings.
Supreme Master Chinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Life-changing measures to protect against swine flu. As the total confirmed cases of the AH1N1 swine flu exceeds 12,950 in 48 countries, first new cases have been reported from Puerto Rico and the Kingdom of Bahrain. The number of fatalities has also risen past 95. Both the UK and Australia saw startling leaps in their confirmed cases, with Australia's doubling over a 24-hour period and 47 new cases confirmed on Tuesday in the UK.
As one preventative measure, Hong Kong's Department of Health has announced a series of smoking cessation programs to help reduce the risk of residents contracting the swine flu virus. A spokesperson stated, "Research studies show a higher risk of influenza infections among smokers when compared with non-smokers. Also, the mortality rate among smokers is higher than that of non-smokers."
While non-smokers may indeed be at less risk of contracting swine flu, perhaps an even more effective way to protect the overall public health lies in the current meat production system. Epidemic experts fear that unless demand for meat goes down, we may inevitably face even more fatal factory farm-related diseases.
Supreme Master Television spoke with Randall Ball in the U.S., a vegan produce distributor from a family of pig farmers, about why he felt it is important to switch to a vegan diet.
My family historically have been pig farmers right here in Ohio. My father died when I was 2 years old, and he died of a heart attack. And we were pig farmers, and every single one of his siblings also died of a heart attack. And it made me really wonder, you know, about that connection. And when I look at the factory farms, they can only be described as an abomination to me, both health-wise and from an environmental standpoint. It's a virtual breeding ground for all diseases. Swine flu, bird flu, all these really aren't inherent in they're not inherent in pigs. Pigs actually are one of the cleanest animals on the planet if given a choice. Personally, I've been vegan for coming on 2 years, and I've gained something that's really kind of hard to describe in our English vocabulary, but it's just a greater connection with life, and just a feeling of being more alive and a warmer environment. I mean, this idea that with our meals we cause this suffering and create this destruction is it's just like a ceremony that we carry into every aspect of our life. Are we going to celebrate life, or are we going to celebrate death and destruction? And that's really the choice.
Our sincere thanks, Mr. Ball, for sharing your personal experience about the impact of pig farming in your life. We pray with sadness for the people worldwide suffering from the effects of the swine flu, especially those who have lost loved ones. Through opting for the wise vegan lifestyle, may we all awaken soon to a safer world and enjoy a future that truly celebrates life together.
Some of the tragic tolls of tobacco: 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of smoking-related illnesses: $96 billion US dollars in the United States alone. Speeds the aging process: toxic residues of third-hand smoke. Heart disease, coronary thrombosis, cerebral thrombosis, kidney failure, cancer, lung cancer, esophagus cancer, kidneys cancer, bladder cancer, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis, stroke, impotence, additional harms for secondhand smoking, sudden infant death syndrome, infertility, miscarriages and premature deliveries, childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate, hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys, circulatory problems in women, plus more.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stops 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg, go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/harms-benefits-flyer.
World Food Program aid reaches Democratic Republic of Congo, or DRC. The United Nations World Food Program has begun airdropping food to reach over 130,000 displaced people affected by heavy seasonal rains in northeastern DRC. The agency plans to deliver more than 1,000 metric tons of food to help feed 94,000 people in May and will continue the airdrops over the next two rainy months. A heartfelt thank you, United Nations World Food Program, and Providence bless your support of Brethren in Democratic Republic of Congo. May the comfort of your care bring renewed hope and vigor for a smooth rebuilding of their normal lives.
Boy steers father and brother to safety. 6-year-old Tustin Maines and his 3-year-old brother from Nebraska, USA, were sitting in the back seat of their truck when Mr. Maines lost consciousness due to a diabetic condition of low blood sugar. Young Tustin promptly climbed into his dad's lap and grabbed the wheel, steering safely and adeptly until a police officer was able to approach and halt the vehicle. Police Chief Martin Gutchenritter commended his actions, saying, "That is a very special young man. He was able to take quick action when his dad was incapacitated, and we are very proud of him." Indeed, we join in a hero's salute for your courageous life-saving action, young Tustin. Wishing you and your family many more warmly cherished moments together.
New president elected in Mongolia. Following Sunday's general election, Mr. Siakya Elbegdorje has been announced as the country's new president. Known for his pro-democracy stance and actions, President-elect Elbegdorje has served twice as the country's prime minister and 4 times as a parliament member. Our respectful congratulations, President-elect Elbegdorje, on your new office. May your leadership be graced in fulfilling the highest goals of the warm-hearted Mongolian people.
Cannes Film Festival a memorable success. This year's 62nd Cannes Film Festival culminated with an awards ceremony on Sunday, where some of the world's most talented stars and other film industry legends were honoured. Supreme Master Television's correspondent covered the 12-day event that is held in the picturesque southern coast of France.
We're here at the famous red carpet for the 62nd Cannes Film Festival, where some of the world's most talented actors, directors and film producers have walked. The crowd is eagerly awaiting film director Quentin Tarantino to arrive, for he is one of the finalists for the prestigious Palme d'Or prize. We may even see Brad Pitt grace the red carpet this evening, along with Hilary Swank, Penelope Cruz, Jim Carrey and Willem Dafoe, just to name but a few actors.
The selected winners were announced during Sunday's closing gala event. The top prize, known as the Palme d'Or, went to Austrian director Michael Haneke's The White Ribbon. Films from French, British and South Korean filmmakers also garnered major wins. The Best Director Award went to the Philippines' Brillante Mendoza. French-English actress Charlotte Gainsbourg was named Best Actress, while Austrian Christoph Waltz received the distinction of Best Actor. Many other filmmakers joined from around the world to share their works as well.
And I'm also promoting another film that we're bringing out next year, hopefully, which is going to be a co-production with India and Northern Ireland.
And the name of this film?
It's Om. It carries a spiritual message, basically, about peace, love and happiness, and also about meditation and... hopefully it will touch people's hearts.
Besides highlighting some of the best of cinematic accomplishments, the Cannes Festival also sponsors other activities, such as filmmaking seminars and a charity auction to raise funds for AIDS medical research.
We're outside the Hôtel de Cap on the Cap d'Antibes for the 16th annual Cinema Against AIDS event, presented by Bold Films. Over the years, Cinema Against AIDS has become the most eagerly anticipated and best publicized event held during the Cannes Film Festival, and has raised more than $44 million for life-saving AIDS research. Tonight's guest of honor will be former US President Bill Clinton, and some of the other chairs tonight include Sharon Stone, Michelle Yeoh, Donatella Versace and Bruce Weber. This event will include a live auction and performance by vegetarian musician Annie Lennox. This is Supreme Master TV reporting from Cap d'Antibes, south of France.
Bravo, dedicated film artist honorees and all participants in the many aspects of this year's Cannes Festival. May audiences worldwide continue to enjoy the fruits of your creative endeavors through the magical and enriching world of cinema.
Save our planet. Disintegrating ice sheets could alter Earth's gravitational fields. Research by Professor Jonathan Bamber of Bristol University in the United Kingdom has suggested that the loss of the West Antarctic ice sheet due to human-caused global warming could result in significant ocean level rises.
Moreover, the loss of such a vast ice mass from the southern hemisphere would cause a stronger gravitational pull in the north. Calculations predict that due to this shift, North America's east and west coasts would experience a 25% higher sea level rise compared to the world average. This would lead to obviously perilous effects for residents of either coast.
Professor Bamber and colleagues, our appreciation for your work to reveal this concerning scenario, which we pray will prompt action from all caring citizens to restore the natural order of our environment.
During a video conference during the March 2009 Juice Fest for Peace seminar in California, USA, Supreme Master Qinghai expressed her concern for humanity once more as she emphasized the importance of turning to a compassionate lifestyle to avoid the harmful consequences of such earth changes as rising sea levels.
Where are we going with this kind of rising levels? Even if we dig a hole, nowadays they have something like the tube ready for you, like a room, and then you can put it in the earth to protect yourself from climate change, from gases and all that. But how we protect ourselves in this case, when the sea level rises 70 meters and bury everything in its wake, and no more food, no more agriculture, nothing, no animals even to eat, even if we want to eat meat, there will be nothing left for us. We have to change to a vegetarian diet, animal-free diet. Animal industry must be out. That's it.
Save our planet. C40 climate meeting yields accord for change. Named for the founding 40 cities that established the conference in 2005, this year's third C40 Large Cities Climate Summit drew representation from 80 cities throughout 41 countries worldwide. Participants this year emerged with the accomplishment of the Seoul Declaration, which calls on major municipalities to do their part in becoming low-carbon cities to halt global warming. The declaration also encourages the upcoming United Nations Climate Conference in Denmark to recognize the city's important role in alleviating climate change. Seoul Mayor Oh Se-hoon said, "The declaration states members' consensus as to the seriousness of climate change, cities' responsibility, and the need for collective actions. C40 Summit representatives, we laud your commitment to cleaner and greener changes for the world in which we live. Surely with such united agreements as these, we will all be able to rise and act swiftly as concerned citizens to save our earthly abode."
Save our planet. Gujarat City given number one ranking for going green. As the largest city in India's western state of Gujarat, Ahmedabad headed a list of 15 municipalities from throughout the country for being environmentally friendly. This distinction is especially meaningful as the city in 2003 was deemed the most polluted. The EcoList is published as part of a campaign by the United Nations Environmental Program entitled Green Cities Plan for the Planet. Some of Ahmedabad's green measures include tree planting, cleaner mass transit systems, infrastructure development that facilitates use of surface water, and energy-efficient street lamps and water station pumps. Our green hats off, Ahmedabad, for your green transformation and meaningful eco-gains. Blessed be measures such as yours that inspire us all toward a more beautiful future.
Save our planet. An article in the leading French newspaper Le Monde signals the meat-free diet as a solution to increasing global water shortages brought on by rising human populations and climate change.
Save our planet. China's second longest and thus most important waterway, the Yellow River, is reported to have 31% less water than in previous years.
Save our planet. In recent years, South America's Amazon region, for the first time, has begun to experience extreme weather patterns, such as drastic droughts and immense floods, leaving communities vulnerable to these encroaching effects of global warming.
Hi there, I'm Noo, and this is Lovely Zoo.
Thank you, Noo. Hello, everyone. We are two of the stars in Supreme Master Ching Hai's The Noble Wilds, a number one international bestseller.
We are also vegan.
That means we eat no animal products.
Today, we're happy to share a tip from Supreme Master Ching Hai on keeping your teeth and gum strong and healthy.
To clean in between teeth where regular toothbrushes don't reach, there's a tiny brush that you can use. It's called an interdental brush or an interdental cleaner.
It helps a lot in cleaning your teeth in addition to the regular toothbrush.
And it even comes in a variety of sizes to fit every beautiful smile.
There are several companies that you can order online, or you can also ask your dentist's office, or simply buy them in the pharmacy or supermarket.
Thank you, Supreme Master Ching Hai, for this helpful advice.
Thank you, viewers, for your attention.
Now it's time for the worldwide weather. Before we go, thank you for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. See you next time.
In world news, Greece donates $4 million towards health and education facilities in Gaza. The funds have been contributed to the United Nations Relief and Works Agency. They will be used to build a new health center in Rafah and an elementary school in Beit Hanun. The Greek Church and the Greek Ministry of Foreign Affairs International Aid Fund have worked to make this gift possible. In addition, a Greek national television channel held a telethon to raise funds for Palestinian refugees of Gaza. Our sincere gratitude, the Greek Church, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs International Aid Fund, and the Greek national television channel for your commitment to helping our Palestinian brethren. May the people of Gaza have a future filled with brightness.
In sustainable energy news, the United Kingdom encourages the purchase of electric cars. To promote reduction in carbon emissions, the government initiative will give drivers up to almost €5,600 towards buying an electric or hybrid car. It's part of a €280 million five-year plan beginning in 2011 to help the environment as well as the UK automotive industry. UK Secretary of State for Business, Enterprise and Regulatory Reform, Peter Mandelson, said, "We want the British motor industry to be a leader in the low-carbon future, and government must direct and support this through what I call new industrial activism." Our accolades and appreciation, United Kingdom, for taking the earth-saving road to a greener future. May more countries advocate sustainable practices to safeguard our home planet. Up next on Noteworthy News, Northern European nations are ranked as the happiest in the world. It looks like the bird feeder needs refilling, so we'll step out for just a moment. Be right back. Stay tuned for more laudable news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, helpful news for a cooperative world. In cultural news, Northern European nations are the happiest in the world, according to researchers. The Paris-based Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development ranked Denmark first, Finland second, and the Netherlands third in terms of overall contentment. Data from a Gallup poll that took place in 140 nations around the world in 2008 was used in the study. Some factors that seem to enhance well-being include a healthy economic situation, balanced lifestyle, and low unemployment rates in the nation. We appreciate this valuable research, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. Congratulations, Denmark, Finland, and the Netherlands, on your well-rounded lifestyle. May all people and nations reach true inner and outer joy.
And now for some laughter with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai, entitled Running Fair.
Two little boys talked to each other. The first one said, "You know, today I have saved some money because I didn't go on the bus. I run all the way after it, so I saved the bus fare." The second boy said, "Whoa! If you run after a taxi, you will save much more."
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Dear Master Ching Hai, I have been listening to your teachings and spreading them as well. By living by example, I have found life flowing so much easier for me. I feel very blessed and happy to say that soon I will be 3 months vegetarian. I'm in the process of being initiated and can't wait to meet you. Thank you, and I will see you soon. Much love, Sasha, USA.
Hi, Sasha. That is such a good news. Congratulations. Supreme Master Ching Hai has a personal and loving reply for you.
Beloved Sasha, I'm glad you found and rediscovered peace and contentment through living the way of a child of God. Embracing you with love, Ching Hai.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or log on to www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May wisdom and love guide your journeys.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
At the 36th session of the Organization of the Islamic Conference, Azerbaijani foreign ministers announced plans to increase their provisions of material and humanitarian aid to Islamic countries in need.
The California Museum of Photography in the U.S. opens an exhibit featuring works of 12 blind photographers called Sight Unseen, revealing their varied and unique inner visions.
Iranian and English archaeologists say that their discovery of a village in western Iran dating back to at least 9,800 BC also identifies the country as the main cultural center of the Middle East at that time.
Ecuador and Venezuela signed 5 cooperation agreements on energy, mining, tourism, agriculture, and banking.
The Chiayi Do Good charity in Formosa, or Taiwan, builds its 400th bridge to a remote village whose former structure had been destroyed by a 2005 typhoon, thus helping the village connect once again with the outside world.
Held in his native St. Petersburg, Russia, an art festival dedicated to the late Nobel laureate poet Joseph Brodsky features readings and performances of his literary works from actors and performers worldwide.
China's health ministry announces that hospitals and other departments will be creating work groups to help citizens nationwide end their addiction to smoking.
During his visit to Syria, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov discusses his country's plan to host an international conference seeking to advance the peace process in the Middle East.
Business people in Japan are popularizing a trend of learning traditional Japanese farming techniques, expressing their enjoyment in the healing aspects of working with the soil.
Uzbekistan has dispatched a humanitarian aid convoy of 20 wagons of food and building materials to help restore the lives of the Tajik people following heavy rains earlier this year.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.